Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 8th. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Babe Bearer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Babe Bearer. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Klaus moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is walked intentionally. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin takes first base on ball 4. Goodman scores. Klaus moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Keene steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Keene steals third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Bearer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keane hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeLock moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. DeLock moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLock scores. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zobchin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive towards first. Zobchin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Delsing hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLock strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Hatfield reaches third base with a triple. Frank House pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jim Small pinch runs for Frank House. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.